Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Gehrig moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive towards first. Van Camp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Rein reaches second base with a double. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth moves to third. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 4-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dickey moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. It's 5-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to second. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jolly moves to third. Van Camp moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Van Camp moves to third. Rhine moves to second. It's 5-1, Yankees. George Stumpf pinch hits for Jack Russell. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Van Camp scores. Rhine moves to third. Tate moves to second. It's 5-2, Yankees. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Yankees. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rhine takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball towards right. Webb settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Webb. Gehrig moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazare hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Dickey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Larry reaches second base with a double. Dickey scores. Lazare moves to third. It's 8-3, Yankees. Hod Leesenby now pitching. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leesenby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson pinch hits for Hod Leesenby. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Judd McLaughlin now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Van Camp takes first base on ball 4. Pickering moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Pickering moves to third. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Judd McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Jack Saltzgaver pinch runs for Tony Lazzari. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Saltzgaver moves to third. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Larry steals second. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Saltzgaver scores. Larry scores. It's 10-3, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Saltzgaver now playing second base. Merle Hogue now playing right field. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-4 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Saltzgaver fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Hoag scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 11-3, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. Chapman scores. It's 13-3, Yankees. Ed Wells pinch runs for Bill Dickey. Jack Saltzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaver hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wells moves to third. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens now catching. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Van Camp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Van Camp reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rhein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Saltzgaver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.